Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Rollins reaches second base with a double. There goes Tuttle trying to get to third. Snyder throws the ball into Adair, who relays the ball to Robinson who tags Tuttle for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Triandos moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Batty reaches second base with a double. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair misplays the ball. That's an error on Adair. Allen moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0-for-0 in the game. Estrada hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pascual hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Chuck Estrada. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair moves to second. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Wes Stock now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rollins bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jim LeHue now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vir Als hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. There goes Allison trying to get to third. Snyder throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Allison for the out. It's 6-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Allen reaches second base with a double. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pascual hits a line drive to center field. Snyder throws towards Breeding. Breeding fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Breeding. Allen moves to third. Pascual moves to second. Billy Heft now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Pascual moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 7-3, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pascual scores. Tuttle moves to third. Rollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Billy Heft. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.